Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. We are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipinas to talk about all things books and business. I am Cleo Loque, but you can just call me Cleo. I am the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, I am so excited to chat with Kat De Guzman, a TikTok content creator and founder of Good Juju Totes. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, Kat!
Hi, Cleo! Good morning!
Yay! Good morning, Kat! So to start our podcast episode, let's do a little icebreaker first. So, are you ready with Never Have I Ever?
Ready.
All right, let's bring it on. Never have I ever wanted to quit corporate to focus on content creation. Feel free to also expand your answer.
Yeah, I have, kinda. I actually am under an advertising agency. And then there was a time na parang I felt like I wanted to pursue hosting. So, nagpaalam talaga ako. As in, nag-resign ako. And then my boss asked me, sabi niya, what are you gonna do? To sabi ko, I really wanna be a full-time host. So, parang, she's like a mom. Parang mom ko rin siya dun. And she actually stopped me for the good reasons. Na parang she felt like the advertising path was better for me. And I thank her for that. Kasi up until now, I'm on an advertising agency. And on the side, at least I can do the hosting, the content creation, diba? So it was a balance of both.
When did you resign? Kailan siya? Like, is it very recently?
No way. I did when I think that was 2019. Ooh. Oh, I resigned. Tapos, hindi niya ako pinayagan, which was a blessing. Kasi I enjoy what I do now.
Yeah, and 3 years on the line, you're still doing what you were doing. Yeah, so it was a good decision, you think?
Oh,
so.
It was a good decision.
Right. Second, for the second one, Kat, never have I ever started a new business but had to close it.
I actually had two. So it started in college. I wanted to sell swimsuits. So gumawa ako ng swimsuit brand. It was hindi pa masyado kasing sikat yung mga Shopee, Lazada at that time. Right. I feel like. So it was an Instagram store, but I think the troubles I had was it was very new. I didn't plan about it. As in, bumili lang ako, and then I just sold it without any plan. So it actually closed around after 6 months because I was losing more than I was putting out.
Yeah.
And parang, I think with swimsuits kasi, the sizes are quite challenging. Mm. So may hindi na ubos, may ganito. So I felt like it was a struggle. So I just closed it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was candles. One day I just decided, gusto ko gumawa ng candles. So I did. I learned making candles and then I sold it. But then, eto pa, isa pa, I didn't plan it so well because apparently candles are so hard to make. And syempre flammable sila, di ba?
Yeah.
So you have to be very specific on how you mix everything. That closed really fast. I think 2 months. Kasi the candle making was so... It took so much time. I had my job, di ba? My real, real job. So I didn't have time to balance it. So yon. Those are some of the failed ones.
If there's one thing that you learned from those two businesses that closed afterwards, what was it?
I think it's really planning. Baka at the same time, minsan masyado ako na-excite when I have this new idea and I just begin to start it without a clear plan on how I'm gonna be able to sustain it. So baka yun talaga.
I totally agree with that. I mean, as a business owner myself, super important din talaga yung planning bago
pumasok sa again.
Oo, diba? Minsan, diretso ka na eh, and you don't know what's gonna happen.
Right. Lastly, for our Never Have I Ever cat, never have I ever had nothing to order in a restaurant because for background, yeah, just a little background, Kat is acidic and she is very open about it on her TikTok videos and educate people about it, so...
Yeah, as in that's me a lot of times. I feel like later if we talk about it, madami kasing bawal sa person who has acid reflux. Mm-hmm. And means sobrang hirap niya when let's say the restaurant has a lot of spicy stuff or mm-hmm. alam mo yung maasim na parang ikaw, kayang hirap but then nakakahiya siya with people you're with, right? You don't want to hassle them and try to decide na, okay, let's just eat this kasi she can't eat anything else. So I think, yeah, it happens like all the time.
Oh my God. We're so excited to dive deeper into that since you have your own personal experiences with it, no? So I want to dive deeper with regards to health, lifestyle, and how you incorporated that into content creation. So first, with regards to health, no, I want to ask, what triggered your acid reflux? Because there may be habits that seem like they don't have a long-term effect but actually contribute to disorders, and these habits may be more common than we think. So for you, what triggered that?
Yeah, I think, alam mo, a lot of people may not know that these are simple things that you do constantly that result acid reflux. Well, to begin with, medyo weak talaga yung stomach ko as a child. Mm-hmm. But then it started off, I think, by high school. You know those times na parang feeling mo, you wanna go on a diet, you have this image that you want to have for your body. I think it started there na parang I wanted to be thin. I skipped some meals a lot. Parang feeling ko, I don't need to eat. I'm not hungry. Ganyan. So you want to have that body. And I think that's where it started. Dun ko napansin na I was getting like acidity, but I didn't know what it was then. Parang, ay, may sakit. Masakit lang yung chan ko. That's how I felt about right. it. And then I think when college came, you know, your lifestyle changes more. Mm-hmm. Trying to balance your work, your school, your deliverables, you go out at night and all those stuff. So dun pa, so mas nag-skip pa ako ng meals, and I think the options aren't that good, fast food. Kasi may class ka in like 15 minutes, ganyan. So I think it's also eating unhealthy that can contribute to acid reflux. And then, you know, when you start work, dun yung first ever episode kasi I had to go to the ER because of my acidity. And it was caused by stress. So also guys, like acid reflux is caused by stress, like immense stress. It could be like, ano eh, hindi mo, kunwari, hindi mo alam na si stress ka na pala, and then you just have like acid build up. Mm-hmm. So that's also one thing that is hard to control. Kasi you wouldn't know, di ba? Parang, ay, ito na pala yung nakaka-trigger. But that's also one part. So if I could summarize the most common things that can contribute to it, it is skipping of meals, you know, not eating right. And then also stress is a big factor.
It's about damn time to spill the beans on our latest product. From our tees and totes, making sure your fit checks are covered, Hiraya Pilipina is now ready to cover more in all shades and sizes. Your new everyday essential is finally here, presenting Hiraya Pilipina's very own nipple pasties for all genders. They come in 3 sizes for cups A to D, 5 shades that match Filipino skin tones, plus they're reusable and washable up to 20 times. I know, right? And Boss Besties, they're waterproof, sweatproof, and even suitable for swimming and sports. This is the support and coverage your cherries will ever need. Starting at 299 pesos, you can have more options for you to be you. Time to treat them boobs, besties! Nabudol ka na ba? Check out Hiraya Pilipina on Instagram, Shopee, and Lazada to learn more.
If there's one thing that you changed in your lifestyle after having this acid reflux, mm-hmm. after you know about your condition, what was it? How did that change your lifestyle?
Actually, it's really more on my eating habits. Kasi madaming bawal, diba? Like spicy, coffee, maasim. Sometimes dairy also isn't good. So I tried to really change how I eat. Mahirap siya, honestly. Kasi parang, diba sa house, like you have the same ulam. So yeah. Parang minsan kailangan iba pa yung sayo because you couldn't eat a certain thing. So I started with that. But then kasi the part of the stress part was hard to remove from the advertising agency world that I'm in eh. Yeah. So yun yung pinaka last na kinaya ko, or like I'm trying to figure out how to handle that so it won't trigger any acid reflux on my end.
Grabe. I have a friend as well who has acid reflux, and I totally see nga on her na kapag nagsiskip din ng meals, ayun, nagtitrigger yeah. ka. So you have to be very careful, no? I mean, yeah. Does that like push you to really take care of yourself better?
Yeah, oo eh. Parang talaga siyang a higher level of self-care, I think. Kasi ang daming bawal eh. And like, I try to set a routine. Kasi my sister also, she has acid reflux. But then, siya kasi medyo nag-recover na siya because she started taking care of herself earlier. So she taught me how to set routines. Like, even yung simple of cleaning your bed or fixing your bed after you wake up. It creates a difference. So parang ang linis ng room mo, so you don't get stressed about like messy things. Mga simple things, diba, that can make it better.
Right. Moving forward to incorporating your health and lifestyle to your content creation, I want to ask, why did you choose to share the common struggles of the hashtag acidic girl?
Yeah, actually, it's really, I think, awareness and to relate to someone who has it. Kasi parang, when I have my, so there's acid reflux and then there's GERD. So GERD is like, in layman's term, mas intense version of an acid reflux. And I was diagnosed with it like 2 months ago when I had like a very bad stomach pain. So at that time, parang no one close to me knew what it was, or like no one just knew about it. And sometimes it'd be called parang ang OA mo naman, kaya mo naman yung kainin, or like no, I don't believe that this thing will trigger you. Let's say you go out and you can't drink, right? And people will be like, or your friends na who are used to seeing you go out would say na parang, bakit hindi na pwede? Can't you just try? Da-da-da-da. You know, those kinds of things. I think it was the time that I was just like, over it. Like, some people don't know what it is. So I started the platform. I just started to share what it was for awareness. But at the same time, it created a small community of people who have it. And I enjoy talking to them that message me about stuff. At least, alam mo yun, parang may mga friends na who has the same thing. And it's fun to actually have that. And example, if you'll notice throughout the recording, I'll be like, there are times that I do that. So some people don't understand. Baka isipin na lang, is she being rude or like that? But it's me not being able to like catch my breath, because sometimes like your acid goes up here, or like, there's just something's happening and you have to breathe in deeper. So baka yun din. So I try to make content about it just so it gets people aware of how the usual movements are of people who have it.
Right. And also, if a person who doesn't have the same condition naman is watching, they will also know how to treat the people with the condition better, no? And hindi yung parang sabi na, ay, parang nag-OA lang, gano'n, yung sabi mo kanina.
That's a usual.
Yeah. Got it. And if I have a friend who is acidic, what can I or our listeners do to make things a little easier for them when we eat or go out?
You know, I think like right now, maybe because a lot of people are more aware, even some of my friends, they already take it into their mind when we order, or like, ano na, may hindi bawal. They don't ask me anymore and have it like medyo awkward. I'm so sorry, guys, I can't eat a certain thing. Right. So it's really awareness on your end as friends to know na baka bawal sa kanya, or like she might get hiya to even say na hindi pala pwede sa akin yan. So I think that's the main point of everything, is awareness about someone struggling with something. You may not see it, like most of the time, I won't even show that I'm in pain. Pero I am. para lang hindi ma-uncomfortable yung ibang tao. So it's really parang pakiramdaman with your friend if they don't kind of look okay, ganyan.
That's very interesting to know, no? Na sometimes nga, you don't see the people's pain, but you should be able to feel it, no? Like, pakiramdaman, intuition, respect.
Yeah. Yes.
Moving forward, Kat, to your business, The Good Juju Totes, no? I'm so excited to dive deeper into this, especially nung kinuwento mo yung two previous businesses mo that you started, yeah, but you weren't able to continue it. Good Juju Totes was actually the business that stayed with you.
Yes.
How and why did Good Juju start? Can you kuwento or share with us the vision and inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so Good Juju Totes, actually, it started during the pandemic. So, me na parang pag may naisip ako, gusto ko na lang siya simulan. Ganun. Usually, because I'm into bags. So, if you can see on my background, medyo I'm into bags. But at the same time, parang wala akong bag. Alam mo yung pwede mo lang lagay lahat ng stuff. Because these ones, syempre you'd be like, you spend quite a lot. Iingatan mo siya, hindi mo siya mahula, ganyan. But I was like, sometimes it gets tiring to like take care of it and hindi naman kasha lahat. So, I went to my sister. I just told her, sabi ko, I wanna do tote bags. And then biglang, out of nowhere, it just, you know, clicked na parang, she was thinking about the same thing. Pero hindi pa kami nag-uusap about it. Because she's a creative. So parang she always wanted to design bags. And like the patches kasi she designed herself. So parang dun kami nag-collab. And because she's more of like, she looks in the future and a planner, dun nag-match. And parang she planned it out for us. And hindi siya yung biglaan na, okay, I just want to start it. Let me find a supplier. So I think that's why it also sustained to where it is now. Mm-hmm. Because it's both of us doing it. And meron ka kontra sa'yo pag hindi tama yung gusto magawin or like, you have someone to talk to, basically. Kasi if you're like a one-woman business, it's all your decision. Bahala ka if I think this is right. Mm-hmm. But right now, yon, it's my sister. And then Juju is actually our cat. He's just not here. I'm not able to show you, but he's our cat. So we got him during also the pandemic. So we named the brand after him. He's called Good Juju because he's like the sweetest little cat ever. So he's the good one. So yon. And, you know, Juju is like, I can't explain it, but it's like Good Juju, you know, like good energy. Mm-hmm. So parang I think that also is why the name is called that way. So yon.
I love it. I love the reason behind the brand and also the collaboration behind it with you and your sister. So basically, you guys are the co-founders of the business. What is the difference between having a co-founder and doing it all on your own?
It gets lighter when you have someone else to talk about it. Because, right, like you, I have a 9 to maybe like 8 p.m. job every day. And when I was a one-man team, syempre lahat, I'd think about it, I'd post on socials. That's kind of reply to everybody. But now that I have my sister with me, at least we can have. Like, I go with the logistics, the suppliers, and then she handles the social media. Mm-hmm. So that's lifted off for me. Diba? Na lahat ng iisipin ko. And sometimes, of course, there are customers who want a quick response. Right. And if, let's say, I'm on a meeting back-to-back, I can't reply to them. So at least may sasalo din sa akin when those things happen. So it's really easier. And some people would ask, isn't it hard to work with your sister? Sometimes it is. So syempre, parang bangayan kayo or like, you know, it's usual sister stuff na parang at 11 p.m., she just thinks of something and just barged into my room. Sabihin niya, oh, I want this. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Alam mo yung parang walang boundaries.
Yeah.
Because you're sisters. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we figured it out. And I think it makes us the bond stronger versus before. Because you're working towards one goal, is to make this business bigger.
Ilan kayo magkakapatid? Or dalawa lang kayo? Three.
I have a brother. But nasa States na siya. So, it's me and my sister here.
Right. So having Good Juju Totes really made your bond stronger. In what sense?
I think it's communication. Kasi when, before kasi, di ba, halos, we're just 2 years apart. So sabay kami ng college. You know, we don't get to talk a lot. But now during the pandemic that she's back home, we get to discuss a lot. And I think it also helps that, kasi when, it's kind of related to the acid reflux. Kasi di ba, I told you she had hers. Mm-hmm. And I was able to ask her how it feels or she tell me what to do. Because also, like, acid reflux affects you mentally. It has a mental effect. Because parang, I don't know why, I'm masyadong medical. But they said that when your stomach is in pain, your mind also, like, mm-hmm. gets affected by it. So I had, there was a time that I felt like my mental state wasn't that well. And mm-hmm. I don't get to talk about it because parang I've never had it. I've never experienced that kind of thinking. And then I was able to talk to her about it. Yeah, even good Juju Totes, if you guys check out the Instagram, it's also more on mental notes and mental health because I think it's one of the main important things. Mm-hmm. Aside from selling a product, it's also, you know, advocating something aside from it, which is mental health. So yun yung focus din namin with the brand.
I love that. I love how you coordinated your dynamic with your sister to the brand itself. And I totally agree with you, no, na having a business is not only about selling a product, but also creating a brand, a story behind it. And I think you guys are able to do that.
Thank you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, for small business owners, Kat, who doesn't really have the budget for additional help, you know, the marketing, branding, all that business stuff, what is your advice for them to still thrive in their own means?
Yeah, I think TikTok right now, sobrang laki niya. And it's a platform that a lot of people get to be discovered, get known, essentially. So, okay lang to still have minimal budget. Focus on maybe your product itself for your budget. But then for the advertising of things, you have your free platforms that you can use. So, it's also, I think, helpful to show your buyers what the product means to them. Mm-hmm. I think yun yung kulang din with the other brands that I handled. Kasi pala lang, I just wanted to sell it. I didn't show my consumers ano yung benefit sa akin if I have your product. So I think that's one thing that a lot of sellers should also keep in mind is ano ba yung benefit nung taong bibili sa'yo nung product.
I love that. I really love that. And talking about TikTok right now, TikTok is so huge. So, the business has its own TikTok account or do you promote it through your own brand?
We have our own TikTok account. Pero kasi because it's a brand TikTok, hindi siya masyadong nag-fly. I feel like sometimes when branded contents, diba, they don't get that much views. So sometimes I do include it on my personal account. So I had like a couple of videos about it para at least, you know, people get to see it also. Mm-hmm. And I think they enjoy it when someone talks about it rather than just seeing some pictures of the product itself.
Right. Talking about promoting your business through your personal brand, because this is also something that I'm really learning to do. I mean, this is what, you know, Ayin Bernos does to Kayu Beauty, Miss Nina does with Colorette. How do you think does that help? And do you have any advice on it?
Yeah, I think in general, it's because it's relatability. Kunwari, I use the bag. I really use the bag for work. So I showed the consumers what's inside my bag, especially like yung mga medicine kit, you know, like I'm such an overthinker. So lahat ng gamit nasa loob ng bag ko. So I just showed it to them and I think it clicked because they saw how authentic it was. It was not like, oh, this is the bag. This is, you know, it's 1699. You know, hindi siya ganun eh. And I think that's how people should view the platform also with their brands. It's really storytelling and telling your audience what it is and not forcing it to them na parang no, buy it, diba? Oh. I think that's how others would do it also.
I love that. I totally love that, Kat. And lastly, to end this conversation, as someone who is both a business owner and a content creator and a digital advertising person, how do you make sure that your brand or product stands out?
Yeah, I think, yun, as I mentioned, it really has to be a story. You should create stories for your brand and also relatability and authenticity. Kasi pag nawala yun, I feel like it's not even gonna resonate with your audience. Eh. Kasi pag hindi sila nakarelate to what you're saying or what you're selling, they won't buy it. So I think even with content creation, right now, I guess, there are a lot of people who relate to the acid reflux slant. But also, I'm putting into lifestyle, which is I enjoy makeup, I enjoy skincare, diba? Parang you have them peek at your life, but at the same time, no, until when lang, of course, you're gonna show them. Right. And it gets them excited and relate to you and even message you. I think that's one of the best things when I receive messages privately about you know, their struggles and things because they trust you enough to talk to you about it. And I think that's something that people should, or content creators should work on din. It could be kind of tough to reply to all. I admit, hindi siya. Because sometimes I do get like messages this long about, of course, they're kinakwent na lang buong acid journey nila. But taking time, if it's how many minutes to reply to them, makes a difference to the followers that you have.
That's a really great reminder. What kind of content, lastly, you know, what kind of content really catches attention, at least on TikTok, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's more of the, I think story time. People get so invested when you try to tell a story. But sometimes, it's kind of different. Some people don't like the long form stories. Right. Some people enjoy it. But I think it's, personal experiences that I think are very much relatable on TikTok and people enjoy versus yung, I guess, dances too, but I don't do dances, so I'm not really sure how it's gonna fly.
Love that. And to conclude this episode, I want to share what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with Kat. First is the importance of planning. No, I know how important fast execution is on a business, but I believe that planning is also as important. Ayaw naman nating ilagay yung business natin out there without planning ahead of time, and also because we want to make it sustainable and long term. So that's what I got from Kat. Planning is really important. And second is to show the buyers what the product means to them. I really love this because instead of only highlighting the features, for example, of the tote bag, the price, what's the material, it's very important to also highlight what it means to them, how it will benefit their life. I love that. Kayo ba, listeners? What stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina, at Katrina VBG, and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo on what stayed with you. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our kwentuhan? Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Hiraya Pilipina. This has been Cleo Locke, and I will be back for more kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.